we love one another, God remains in us. Alleluia. And his love is brought to perfection in us. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a man to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm slightly dyslexic, and my eyes wander over to different spots, and I see the wrong words in the wrong sentences. Would the ushers close the door back there? I had a whole bunch of flies up here flying around the chalice at the first Mass. Thanks. I don't know why. Bees were swarming all around out back yesterday, and then flies this morning. I hope I don't, when we're doing the blessing of the animals, have the running of the snakes or something out there. I had the most fearsome dream last night, and I was being chased around this church by a snake. I don't know where it came from, but it was a nasty big thing, and I hope not to see that this afternoon. And no Dobermans, please. Our scriptures today are obviously about marriage and the partnering and the companionship of men and women. And from the very beginning, God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a suitable partner for him." And it wasn't that God created the animals first to give Adam a choice of taking animals as his partner, but to show that human beings were given this world by God in a special way so that they could be like God among the creation. He gave them his image and likeness, his divine image and likeness, and he allowed men and women to be complementary to each other in such a way that the two become one flesh. And out of that one flesh is the child. The child. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and the two of them become one flesh. Jesus is often portrayed as never talking about marriage. And that works fine in a society where there is an ideology that says we can't define what marriage is because who who knows what it is. The scriptures tell us what marriage is because they are based in the natural law. They are based in the reality of the complementarity of males and females and the natural outcome of the union of man and woman is that they have a child. Jesus talks about this very specifically. Now, we are not supposed to get to the idea that all marriages are perfect, unless someone here has a perfect marriage. But marriages are a struggle for the men and the women. And even in this interesting first reading of Genesis, do you ever wonder what is this about when Adam says, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of her man this one has been taken." There's a little bit of subtle Jewish humor that does not come across in the English language. But the word woman in Hebrew means her man. So, the wife is her man. There's a little bit of gender mix-up. And the Jewish people hearing this, if they heard it read in Hebrew, would all laugh. Because a lot of the scripture is supposed to be exaggerated slightly so that the people would remember about this and have a good chuckle. But we don't have that because it doesn't make sense in English. The other thing that doesn't quite make sense in this reading is that in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Mark, suddenly Jesus is not talking about marriage and divorce, but he's talking about children. And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. Then he became indignant, said, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent these, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Why is that attached to this reading? It's a continuous reading. It's right there. What was Jesus trying to tell us here? He's telling us the reality of what happens in marriage. Out of marriage, a child comes. And they are a blessing to us because the kingdom of heaven is like a little child who trusts, who comes, who asks, not duplicitous, not perfect by any means, but he says, "Whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Children are supposed to be, in a special way, the salvation of their parents. Not that they know more than their parents, but that the parents see in the children the perfection of the kingdom of heaven to which they are aspiring. So when we see children, we should get a chuckle out of them a lot of times. Probably more so for the grandparents among us than for the parents, because the parents are worried that people will think that their children are not being brought up correctly and they're misbehaving. But the reality is, most of the time, children are such a blessing to us. The more children we have, the more blessed we are by God, because it shows the true reality of marriage. Now, that's not to say that divorce is never going to happen, because divorce does happen, because sometimes people are not prepared for the marriage they undertake, and they won't get along, and there are problems, things that we didn't know. The divorce rate among people in my own generation is very high. And that is very unfortunate. But it went along with a generation which really had taken to full fruition the idea that we are all independent. We are so independent that we don't need anybody else. The good news for the Catholic Church is that the millennials that we thought might be getting worse and worse and worse are actually marrying later in life at a more mature time, and they apparently, having grown up a lot of times in a one-parent home, really didn't like that, and they're not divorcing. It's an interesting phenomenon to see that circle. what do they say? What goes around comes around. It's the same. It's repeating itself again. So today, as we see more children in the church, more children coming up, we should be thankful. In the letter to the Hebrews, the Lord is spoken of as being for a while lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. The author of the book of the Hebrews knows that the purpose of the incarnation was for God to enter into human existence in such a way that what was incapable for him, that is death, might be understood in his second person, the Son. It was fitting that he, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. We are called each and every day to undertake what Jesus says when he says, take up your cross daily and follow me. We are called this day, as we enter into the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to become what we consume. That is, we are called to become the body and blood of Christ. We don't just receive communion, or we don't just receive the body and blood of Christ. We enter fully into the body and blood of Christ so that we can be bread for the world in a real sense, that we may do those things that the book of the Hebrews means when he says, he who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. He calls us his brothers and sisters. He says, come to me, all that are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. He tells us about the loving Father. He shows us the way to good and holy marriage. He gives us opportunities each and every day to join with his saints in glory. If we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us.